People have been warned for years about the dangers of eating too many saturated fats and the risks they pose for heart disease. But a new analysis of more than 70 studies finds that saturated fats do not necessarily lead to greater problems with heart health. The research, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, also found no real benefit from taking omega-3 fatty acid supplements like fish oil. Cahal Armstrong is the chef and co-owner of the restaurant Eve in Alexandria, Virginia. He's long been focused on these issues in his work and in cooking, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How are you? This was a medical study. We might normally talk to a scientist, but we want to talk to somebody who works with food, thinks about food issues every day. So first of all, were you surprised that the result was that saturated fats may not necessarily be bad for your heart?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, we've known for years that animal fats are actually good for you. And, you know, being involved in the food industry and what we do, it always boggles my mind when you hear these people come up with this idea that this area of food is bad for you or this area of food is bad for you. You shouldn't be eating carbohydrates. You shouldn't be eating fats. You shouldn't be eating this. And to brush things with broad strokes like that generally is not going to be accurate. Food is a much more complicated, much more complex thing than that. And, you know, a perfect example of it is orange juice. For years, everybody was telling you that you should drink orange juice, and then all of a sudden it turns out that orange juice is nothing but sugar. Because of the complexity of the orange, we're missing out on the benefits.
Well, part of what they saw in their research is that they looked at cholesterol, which saturated fat creates, but they found that there are different kinds of cholesterol and that not all the cholesterol, it's not just the high density and the low density, but there are even more levels of cholesterol than that.
Absolutely. And you know, that's another good example where people have said that cholesterol, high cholesterol is bad for you. Cholesterol is actually a requirement of the body. We know we need cholesterol to absorb food properly. And to say that cholesterol is a bad thing misleads people. And I think, you know, very often people have the tendency to latch onto that word and then get misguided. You know, the cholesterol that's in butter is very healthy for you. But we've thought for years that cholesterol is bad, so we shouldn't eat any butter. That's false.
Do you, as somebody who works with food every day, think about cholesterol and different kinds of cholesterol in the food you cook?
No doubt. And, you know, there's a great food, the jamón ibérico, which comes from Spain, which is this very, very fatty ham that's fed this all-acorn diet, which actually lowers LDL and raises HDL. So it would make sense that the more of this ham that you eat, the better off you're going to be, but that's not true either.
Now, they did find, Cahal Armstrong, they did find another culprit, and that was sugar. They talked about high carbohydrate foods, and I know you've had an interest in those.
Yeah, you know, we've been involved with the school lunch program and the Let's Move campaign, and the chefs moved to schools.
Through the White House.
Through the White House, which I think is a really important campaign and great leadership. I'm convinced, and watching it from the sidelines, from a non-scientific perspective, I think it's fairly easy to see that sugar is definitely the cause of all this problem that we're having with healthcare in our country. We look at obesity, we look at diabetes. There are grocery stores that claim to be healthy grocery stores, but I defy anybody to go in there and spend less than 10 minutes finding a loaf of bread that doesn't have some kind of sweetener in it. But bread doesn't have sugar in it of any kind. The classic recipes for baguette and ciabatta, there's no sugar in those recipes. So, you know, even substituting agave nectar or honey isn't a real solution there, because that's just another sweetener, which is adding to the poor health of our people. You know, the main thing here is not to suggest that sugar is bad. It's too much sugar. And we have sugar in everything. It's in beer, it's in soda, it's in ketchup, it's in every soup that's on every shelf in every grocery store. And there's just too much of it in our diet.
Now, there is some pushback to the findings. I saw a quote today from a scientist who works for the American Heart Association who said it would be unfortunate if these results were interpreted to suggest that people can go back to eating butter and cheese with abandon.
Yeah.
And that sounds like what you're saying.
That's absolutely right. And you know, what I always recommend is a balanced diet. You know, I think it's great that we've come to the realization that saturated fat is not bad for you. But too much saturated fat is certainly going to be bad for you, and we need balance in our diets. You know, animal protein is the only natural source for vitamin B16, which your body needs, but not too much of it. And I think the main thing that people should really return to is what our grandparents ate. and eat food that's in season in your locale. That's how you're going to do best. That's how our people evolved, is to eat what was in our locality when it was in season. So right now you should be eating root vegetables, and in the summer months we should eat all the tomatoes we can find in this area.
So they've done this massive study. They've studied 70 or 80 other studies, and they've come back. Basically, you're saying they've come back to ground principle.
Come back to what grandma ate. You know, I mean, I lost 53 pounds, and people come to me and say, oh, my goodness, how did you do that? And it's very simple. Diet and exercise. Eat a balanced diet and get a good hour of exercise every day.
And is that, I mean, you took a look at this study today. Is that the bottom line, what people should do?
That is the bottom line of this study, and that even they even say it in the study. If you want to live a healthy lifestyle, you need a balanced diet, and you need to exercise.
Cathal Armstrong, we thank you very much.
My pleasure.